USA Radio News with Wendy King.
200 million Americans in the Midwest and the East Coast are in the path of a frigid air mass. National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Witt.
I think we're just going to be mostly seeing a good bit of cloud cover for the most part during the day on Monday. As we get into Monday evening, that's when some rain comes into the picture. Probably starts spreading into eastern West Virginia Panhandle and the Blue Ridge Mountains on Monday evening. And then, of course, the higher elevations, we may see a little mix of rain and snow.
Two Trump administration officials have told impeachment investigators that they heard White House discussions with Ukraine. The transcripts of Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and Fiona Hill both appear to show some evidence of a quid pro quo between President Trump and Ukraine President Zelensky. Military aid in exchange for an investigation of President Trump's political rivals. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Consumer sentiment is up. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The University of Michigan's early reading on consumer attitudes in the month of November finds a somewhat more positive outlook about the economy, but a slightly less favorable outlook when it comes to personal finances. The U.S.-China trade war remains a top concern for many, according to the results. The university also says data shows Americans are slightly more cautious about spending as they head forward.
Family and friends are set to bury the last victim of a cartel ambush that murdered 9 American women and children in Mexico. The funeral is for Christina Langford Johnson. Corrine is a relative who visited the site.
This is where my daughter-in-law and my family got massacred, murdered from the top of this mountain. They shot at him. There's evidence, there's bullets, remains, everything.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After an uprising in Iraq, security forces killed 6 anti-government protesters and wounded more than 100 other people, pushing them back from 3 different flashpoint bridges in Baghdad. 5 of the people were hit by gunfire. The 6th person was shot in the head with a tear gas canister. Democratic presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard wants to end rumors of her changing parties. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Tulsi Gabbard keeps making her fellow Democrats nervous. The Hawaii congresswoman and Democratic presidential candidate appeared on Tucker Carlson's show. She wrote for the conservative-leaning editorial pages of the Wall Street Journal, and she's denounced Hillary Clinton as, quote, the personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long. But she's made it perfectly clear in her visit to The View that she will not run as a third-party candidate.
Very clearly, and I've said no every time, because I'm running to build a new Democratic Party, to take our party out of the hands of the corporate special interests, the greed and the warmongers, and actually make it so that our Democratic Party is a party that is of, by, and for the people.
Tom Perez, the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, also sought to end the rumors. He said Tulsi Gabbard and every single candidate running for president as a Democrat understands it's not about them. It's about something much bigger. It's about beating Donald Trump.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.